Does matter, and everything's bigger in Texas.
99.5 FM K258BZ Sugarland and 99.5 FM K258DA Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
Thanks to the excellent rates with Discount Power, excellent customer service team, and great customers like you all, you should become a part of their success story. Sign up for your electricity with Discount Power at discountpowertx.com. discountpowertx.com.
Discount Power, PUCT number 10177.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Arling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Arling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Arling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit arlingschinese.com.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just
Just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Chai Time. Here is your Monday chart, only on 99.5 FM with your host,
Layla,
Sasha,
and Lynn. Thanks for tuning in on this wonderful Monday morning with us on Chai Time. We hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. How was your girls' weekend?
Good.
Yeah.
Relaxing, actually.
For a change.
For a change. For a change. Like, I almost fell off this chair. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on, girl?
How was your weekend?
I know.
Oh,
right?
my weekend. It was good. I went for the Howdy Modi event.
Yes.
Looking at the crowd and just, you know, everything that was going on there. It was quite an experience.
Was it intense?
It was. Sure. It was nice. And seeing so many people, like a lot of people, a lot of coverage, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking at hearing the speeches from the president, Donald Trump, as well as the prime minister.
Yeah.
It was quite a life experience, I would say.
Right.
Really nice. And, you know, just I was more into watching the people and seeing the way they all come together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is just, you know, it was like a festival.
Yeah.
Out there. Big Mela.
Big Mela. Love it.
Yes, yes. It was good.
You were saying, it was even very well organized and there were a lot of volunteers who helped and stuff.
Yes. The volunteers, they worked day and night.
That is amazing.
I think it took them a couple of months to get everything together. And then even yesterday, you know, everyone was just there and all together, and to see all different generations, which is such a good thing, come together.
Yeah.
You know, there were like, especially the older generations, very, very emotional moments for them as well, I would think, right?
Yeah.
And I saw some seniors in wheelchairs, you know, making it up there. So it was nice. And, you know, hats off to everyone for such a great event.
I saw it on TV. Yeah. And whether you are pro the PM or the president or not, it was just, I think, like, to be there and to see two of the world leaders from, like, very strong countries just being there, and that energy, I could feel that at home watching it, you know.
Right?
It was just so exciting. And all these performances that, you know, different colleges and all, I'm sure there was so much work. But at the same time, you feel like, oh, wow, like, our community has made so much progress here, right?
Absolutely.
So I think to see that as well, it was just amazing.
Yes, it was. Just being there, you know, present, and just seeing everyone in, you know, like, to being together.
In harmony.
In harmony. Absolutely.
Yes. And it was a great experience. And I'm happy I was, you know, part of that.
Yes.
Yeah. It was really nice. No complaints.
I'm sure. You have like front row seats, honey.
You better not complain.
We're here watching from the TV while Lynn is like in the crowd.
But of course, I mean, you know, there were many people out there who kind of, when the speech went on, there were, you know, people who agreed, did not agree. And I guess, you know, to each its own, right, in a way. But it's just nice that, you know, they still come there and be part of this event.
Yeah.
So, Anyways, so going back to our show today, I'm really excited about this show because today we do not have a guest. And it's just going to be the three of us chit-chatting, yes, having some fun, and maybe doing some giveaways. It's been a while. We love doing giveaways.
Yes,
it's just sometimes it just, you know, due to time restrictions, it just doesn't happen, right?
Right.
So, but today we will. We've got Maharaja Bhog's thali, yummy, yummy thali, of course.
You know, I went to Maharaja Bhog yesterday thinking that everyone is going to be at the NRG.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Let's take mother-in-law for lunch over there. So we went there and we're just so excited because, like, I was craving that khichdi that they have, which is my fave. But... So the line was out the door, we're like,
wow.
Really? You guys are not supposed to be here today.
You're supposed to be somewhere else.
So, yeah.
So, did you get in or not?
No. No.
Well,
another
we'll
day.
You should come to Arlings.
And then she would have found crowd too, right?
Exactly. Arlings, Maharaja Bhog, a few of these restaurants are always packed. So. But you know what? I am in the inner circle, so hopefully I can use my friendship card sometimes. And be like, hey.
All the time. You know you are family, right? So anyway, this is a quote from Oprah Winfrey, my favorite. As you become more clear about who you really are, you'll be better able to decide what is best for you the first time around.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so, you know, today's topic is celebrating us.
Yes.
Right. We celebrate many different occasions. We celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, but we don't think about having a celebration for us only.
True. Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we should.
Yeah.
We should sometimes just say, this day is for us.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And when we say celebrate us, I think things that come to mind would be self-appreciation, self-love, self-care.
Yes.
And that is so important for us to kind of become a strong person, to be able to be there for our families, for our friends, to be in a good state of mind, right?
Good headspace.
Exactly, and that is important because we tend to always put ourselves last, like last. You know, sometimes it's last, so last,
that
it's invisible. So I mean, we are always taught to put others' needs first, to always be mindful of people's thoughts and feelings. We get so deeply immersed in trying to please everyone that we forget to take care of ourselves, you know, and that is like, we totally forget that. And sometimes when we think about, we need time for ourselves, what do? We go to the spa, we try and pamper ourselves, but then everything is just for such a short time.
Yeah.
It's just for that hour, for maybe half a day.
Yeah.
But then we go back to the same routine, we go back to the same life, and, you know, we need to change that, I think.
Yeah.
I really strongly believe we should. And that's why many times we have Bhavna who comes on, and she teaches us, gives us, you know, her professional expert advice on all these things, and it's important, right?
It's like, for me, whenever she comes on, it's like an invisible slap in the face, like, wake up. You know, but it's a good one because we do need that, and we tend to forget. You're right.
Yeah, we tend to forget many things, and we are so involved, especially like you ladies with your, like, for me it's work, but for y'all it's the kids, it's always the family, and y'all are juggling so much, right? And also, like, Leila is always so involved in the schools, and, you know, doing volunteering and stuff, so it's just everything is it's always about others,
others.
Definitely.
And we forget. So I'd like to talk about self-appreciation. You know, we always compliment other people. We always tell other people, oh, you know, you did such a great job today. You look so good.
Lift
everyone. But then what about us?
Mm-hmm.
We forget that. We never look in the mirror and say, boy, you look beautiful today.
Yeah.
You look so dashing.
Those eyebrows, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. When we look at ourselves in the mirror, we always see something negative.
We see flaws, absolutely. Yes. We see that zit on your face, or we see that little line somewhere, or the dark circles, you know.
Yes.
You're right. You're never looking in this mirror and saying, oh wow, you look gorgeous today. You know?
You're so right. So. And it's so funny because I always get my kids, like in the mornings, you know, when we have time, I'll get them to stand by the mirror and I'll have them repeat after me, like things like, I'm beautiful. I'm going to have the best day. I look amazing. I feel amazing. You know, I always put that in my kids to say that to themselves, but yet never do it for myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. We always forget ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we, however much we work hard, we get results, you know, but we never credit ourselves for that. Mm-hmm. We never say, yeah, today I achieved so much, or I achieved so little, or, you know, like a bit. But it's always like, I didn't do enough.
Mm-hmm.
I should have, you know, we always trying to kick ourselves.
Yeah, I should have done this differently. Yes, exactly. Or I could have done this differently. Or I could have, shouldn't have done that, or, you know, things like that. But we never look at what we
always did critiquing good. Ourselves.
Yeah, we are the biggest critique in our lives. Like we are always, it's funny because we tend to teach our children not to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet we don't follow the same rules or the same, you know, our own thoughts and things like that. And, you know, like even things like, you know, I don't know if you girls are still doing your journals, your gratitude journals, but it's like
once a week.
For that. But I mean, that's good. Yeah. I'm always thinking about it, but I never put it out.
And I'm so crazy. The one I got you, I got myself too, right? So I don't want to write in it. I don't know why. It looks so good, right? So I don't want to write. So then I'll be looking for a notebook to write.
So cute. Really?
Such a lazy mentality, right? Like, oh, I just want to store this for later. Like, when later, girl?
And you all know that. You also know when later, but you do it.
So don't give Layla any pretty things.
No. It'll never be used.
I'll be storing them.
I mean, you know, we never practice self-appreciation. We never use kind words for ourselves. We are always, we are so harsh when it comes to things, when it comes to ourselves. And I think it could be also because we think if we do that, people will think we are bragging about ourselves. We are so self-centered, right? And we are so selfish. But then it's not that. I mean, it's okay because that's the way to build your morale, your self-esteem, right? I mean, if we ourselves put ourselves down, you know, what with others are doing, they'll do worse on us, right?
Yeah, and we expect others to lift us. Like, why that? Like, why can't we lift ourselves, right? Because we depend on others to make us feel better or make us feel appreciated or things like that. But on the other hand, we do complete opposite to ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So, I know we have a lot to talk about, and we do, like we said, we want to do giveaways too, and I think we should start with at least one giveaway right now, and probably do more.
Yeah.
So listeners, if you are listening, give us a call at 713-974-4000. We are right now giving away one thali, complimentary of Maharaja Bhog. And the question is really, really easy. Since we are celebrating us, we want to know how well you know the Chai Time Girls. So all you have to do is name us. Give us our names on who are the Chai Time Girls.
Yes.
Call us. The number is 713-974-4000. And the first caller will get a complimentary thali, courtesy of Maharaja Bhog. All right. So we are going back to our topic. Okay. We have a caller. Okay, let me try and do this, okay? Please have patience because it's my first time getting callers on air and a lot of people are calling. Patience. Oops, sorry, I dropped. dropped you. Try and call us again. The number is 713-974-4000. Hello, this is Chai Time. You're on air. Hello, this is Chai Time. You're on air.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Good. I'm sorry I was hanging up on you.
Finally, you're learning.
I'm trying.
Hey, there's everything. Every time, first time, do everything, right?
So yes.
You're doing good.
Thank you.
Finally, I'm on there.
Yes, what's your name? Let me get your name first.
My name is Salman.
Salman, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm good. So do you know us?
I'll be honest. I just tuned in and all I can tell you is I don't know the names of everybody. But all I know is I can call you the notebook girls.
Oh! That's cool.
And I bet I call after 6 months, those notebooks will be still new.
Layla's for sure.
You know, I have a similar hobby. I have a hobby of collecting pens.
Oh, you do.
Every time I would write with the worst pen because I don't want to run out of the ink of the new one. Oh, the nice
my dad
ones,
does
the
that.
Nice, yeah, the nice,
I love it.
I have over 200-300 pens, honestly, and most of those inks are dried by now because I try to save it, but it did not work out. So I'll be honest, I did not get your names, but like I said, I'll call you the notebook girls, and I just wanted to participate in the call.
That's great.
I do not want no buffet or nothing.
But
y'all doing excellent. I would rather.
Thank you so much. I hope you will continue tuning in.
Sure.
Every
and y'all
Monday.
Only doing once a week or what?
Yes, sir. Once a week, every Monday on 99.5 FM, and it's at 11 o'clock.
That's good. People always enjoy their weekend, and I think Monday is hectic, and they can enjoy Monday by listening to y'all.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Chai Time. You're on air.
Hello, Chai Time. Good morning.
Good morning. May I have your name?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. So,
how about you?
If you're good, so tell me, you know, what are the Chai Time? Who are the Chai Time girls? Give their names.
I just know the two names, Layla and Chasha.
Oh! Okay.
I forgot the third girl name.
Lynn.
All right. So you win a thali from Maharaja Bhog. Just come down to Arlings and pick up your gift certificate, okay?
Oh,
it was great talking to you. You have a nice day.
Bye, Amy.
Bye.
You write my name?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We have another caller. Hi, this is Chai Time. You're on air.
Hi, I'm Doug.
Hello. May I have your name?
My name is Darshika.
Hi, Darshika. How are you doing this lovely Monday morning?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. So tell me, do you know the Chai Time girls? All three of them?
Yeah, it's Lynn, Layla, and Sasha.
Yay! I hope you tune in to us every Monday.
Yes, I do.
Awesome. All right, so we have gift certificates to give out. Let me ask you, since you got all the three correct, the names correct, would it be Arlings or Maharaja Bhog?
Arlings.
Yay! All right. So a $25 gift certificate from Arlings. And just come to Arlings and pick up your gift certificate, okay?
So I have to pick it up from Arlings?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Is there any duration within I should pick up or anybody?
No, you just come in anytime, any day. No problem.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
all right.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that was fun. We had quite a few, you know, people calling, and it was fun. So we are going to probably do another one. And it's going to be such easy, you know, just to have a fun day and to give giveaways, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll have something, another one coming up soon. So just going back to our topic about self-appreciation.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, like we... Like I said, we always feel uncomfortable talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
When we do anything wrong, we always want to kick ourselves.
True.
We're like, oh, why can't we do this better? But yeah. We don't think the other way around. We don't think, oh, you know, we did our best.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes it is our best. We gave our best. And but we never do that. We criticize. We pull ourselves down. And then we wonder why are we down?
Yeah.
We start blaming other people. We start thinking, oh, because of him or because of her, I am down. And we don't think, no, it's because of me.
Yeah, we create that feelings within ourselves.
Yes.
Nobody else does.
Right. And, you know, we try and immerse ourselves into so many to kind of get our mind off things, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just... I think, like, you know, it is just so important taking care of ourselves first. We always say that, and we have always talked about that too, many, many times on Chai Time itself,
true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sometimes when we finish the show, we have a discussion about it, we talk about it, and we say, you know, we've learned so much. But then down the road, we forget it.
Yeah. So true. So true. So true.
We just tend to think, you know, like, why, I don't know, I guess with life is so busy sometimes.
Yeah.
We get so
caught up in it.
And every time we say, oh, we want to feel sometimes that fulfillment. We want to feel, you know, we want to have a meaning in our life.
Yes.
And, with that, to start off having that feeling or, you know, have a meaningful life, we first have to learn how to self-appreciate ourselves first.
Yes.
I think that is important. That's one of the important aspects in our life. You know, like we'll be talking about self-love. We'll be talking about setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Right? And those things too, because we are always want to... achieve so many things, and sometimes we compare ourselves to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we compare ourselves to, oh, why, you know, their life is so much better than my life, or things like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's different. So we have another caller. Should we take the other caller?
Yeah, sure. We're doing this after a long time. So
I know.
So we have another caller.
Hello, you're on air.
I'm sorry. Can I talk to you out there, please?
Oh, of course. All right, just give me 1 minute, okay? We'll be going on a short break, so just give me a minute. So anyway, so let's just go on a short break, and when we come back, we will continue our topic on celebrating ourselves. If you'd like to call us, give us a call at 713-974-4000.
तो जरा हमको है ये कहना वक्त है क्या तुमको पता है ना सो गई रात जाके दिन है अब जाग उठा
जाना है कहां तुम ही
कुछ करो, रो पड़ो या हंसो, जिंदगी में कोई ना कोई तो रंग भरो।
Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Suno, ye jo tumhari aankhi hai na?
Ha, meri aankhi?
Jaise bijli ke timtimate hue do bulb.
हैं?
और ये जो तुम्हारी रेशमी जुल्फे हैं ना,
हाँ हाँ, मेरी रेशमी जुल्फों का क्या?
जैसे बिजली की तारें।
क्या?
और ये जो तुम्हारा नासुक सा दिल है ना,
अब मेरे दिल को क्या हुआ?
जैसे कोई बिजली का ट्रांसफार्मर।
ओफो, ये क्या तुम मेरे से बिजली की बोली बोल रहे हो?
बस क्या बताऊँ, जब से ये डिस्काउंट पावर लिया है ना, तब से हर चीज में मुझे बिजली ही बिजली नजर आती है।
वैसे सच कह रहे हो, मुझे भी तुम आजकल किसी बिजली के खम्भे से कम नहीं लगते।
अरे वाह,
खुदा करे कि तुम्हारा स्विच कभी ऑफ ना। और ये जो तुम्हारा फड़कता हुआ दिल है ना, डिस्काउंट पावर के बिल की तरह हमेशा मेरे काबू में रहे।
Sign up your home or business today. Go to discountpowertx.com. That's discountpowertx.com. Or call 877-455-4674.
Discount Power.
Arre wa!
PUCT number 10177.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please, bring your family and friends to Aling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit alingschinese.com.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years.
supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. This segment is brought to you by Maharaja Bhog. So for those of you who have just tuned in, we are talking about self-care, self-love, and self-appreciation. And before we start with the show, I just want to thank all the callers that are calling in with their feedback. And we were not able to get a lot of you because obviously we were on commercial and also a lot of other calls we were attending to. So just keep them calls coming. You know, we welcome you. We love it. And we love hearing from you. So going back to the show, Lynn, you know, you were talking about self-appreciation. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I thought was to be yourself.
That's true.
It's so important to just be yourself. We kind of wrap ourselves around trying to be the person that other people want us to be like the other people where they expect us to be. And then in that little tunnel, we tend to forget to be ourselves. So I think it's very important to just be you.
Yeah.
So important. So today I was going to talk about self-care. And I thought of doing a little exercise. So this morning and yesterday, I was doing a lot of research on self-care. And there's really no like real right way to care for yourself. Mm. You just have to do what feels right for you, fits good for you. Yeah. So the exercise that I wanted to do with all of our listeners. Now, listeners, don't do this if you're driving. Please don't do this if you're driving. Okay, so I just want everyone to close their eyes and take a deep breath in. So inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. One more time. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. That itself is self-care. So it doesn't have to be going to the salon or going to the spa and spending, you know, loads of money just to care for yourself. No, you could just sit at home in a corner and just deeply breathe in and out. And yeah, that itself is good enough, you know. Mm-hmm. So the ability to set clear boundaries in our lives is a form of self-care. We are taught to cooperate, step back, and let others go first. Most of us struggle with these situations on a regular basis. I know I do. I mean,
she's putting herself first.
Yes, absolutely. Right now I'm putting myself first because I'm guilty of pulling everyone else first and then thinking about myself last. And, you know, it is important to think about yourself and self-love, and we tend to forget that so much. And, you know, going back to the self-appreciation, just thanking yourself on a regular basis. You know, you did a good job.
Yeah.
You're amazing. I mean, all of that ties in with self-care as well, right? Yeah.
And it sounds silly, right?
It does.
Like if you're standing in front of the mirror and we pat ourselves on the back and we say, oh, great job today. What a great day we had today. Such a successful show we had today. Great job, Lynn. That would be like,
but you know what, Lynn? Nobody's looking at you.
But in my head, I still think I'm crazy if I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
You know? It's but like, don't you normally, on a normal basis, don't we all just talk in our head?
We talk in our head, but we don't talk out loud. I don't talk out loud.
Yeah, but when we talk, even in our minds, we are more about what are we going to do today? Like, we have the list, right? Today is the to-do list. Okay, I've completed my groceries. I've done my cleaning.
Yes.
Now I got to go and pick up the kids. Yeah. So those are the things that in your mind. It's not about standing in front of the mirror or even sitting on the sofa and saying, oh, today was such a great day because I did such
XYZ.
Exactly. We don't do that. It's just like, okay, what's next? Yeah. It's like the roadrunner.
Or what we didn't accomplish. You know, it's never about what we did accomplish.
Exactly.
And acknowledging that. Yeah. Forget appreciating it.
Yeah. You know? I know. True.
You know, there's so many things that we do to self-sabotage ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. Like we stay in relationships that don't work for us out of loyalty, fear of being alone, or fear of social stigma, or admitting failure.
Yeah.
You know, why do we have to follow rules and regulations that have been set up by men, women themselves?
Yeah.
Like, who says that you're not allowed to do or live freely the way that you want? Why do we have to follow a certain social stigma?
Yeah.
You know?
True.
So it's important to not only just self-love and self-care for yourself, but also try to be true to who you are. Mm-hmm. And again, it's so easy said than done, right? Like, we know these things, and I'm sure our listeners that are listening in, they know all these things too.
Yeah, of course.
Again, it's about really following our true self, like
doing our inner feelings,
makes us. And we always hide that in, and because we have to be certain type of people or certain type of person to fit in. And I think that also somewhere inside, not kills us, but somewhere inside it, you're losing yourself little by little by little till where there's nothing left of you.
Right. Mm.
So, you know, go out there and be who you want to be. Darn it. I'm so over this.
I think we are frustrated with ourselves.
Yes.
Like, because there are so many things that we, you know, we are talking about, but we ourselves are in that same boat. So the frustration that's coming out is from within.
Yeah.
It's from within us because we are going through those things.
Yeah.
Right. So, but, I mean, we are talking about it. It's a good thing.
Yes.
And we are sharing it with you all. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because we want everyone to sometimes take that moment and think about it.
Yeah. Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yes, girlfriend.
You know, we call ourselves people pleasers without thinking through whether that is detrimental to us, which truly is, right? We tend to do things to make sure that, again, guilty, definitely.
You are. I truly am.
And I feel like I have to, in my mind, I feel like I have to please everyone that's around me, make everyone happy around me, because that is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, I will tend to put down my feelings of what truly I want to make others happy. I think I get that. It's in my genes, I feel. I mean.
Sure, Sasha. Blame it on the genes now.
But yeah, that's just, I think that's just my personality. That's who I am. And I try to change that.
Yeah.
But then when I do try to change that, I end up feeling like I'm going to end up hurting people.
Hmm.
So I hide sometimes my true feelings just because I want to keep the other people happy.
Mm.
And again, that's bad for me because I'm hurting myself. And I know this, but...
Yeah, but it's
we're used to a pattern, right?
Yeah.
And that's sometimes you have to come out of that pattern to change yourself. And
yeah, and you are. I mean, Layla's known you longer than I have.
Yeah.
But the amount of time we have spent, I think you have changed. And sometimes when you don't, I do kick you in the butt.
Yes, you do.
In the
beginning. But that's what I need. I need my friends to
we all sit and talk and, you know, like, we kind of like try and be at each other's strengths.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the way that to go,
important.
I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
So many times we hide the anger we feel when we're not treated right, which again leads us to go into a shell and then self-medicate with food. And that is my, again, what? Did you write this for me?
You picked it, honey.
Were you like thinking about me this whole time?
No, I think we're all guilty of that.
No,
we really do. I mean, you know, even in movies when they show, you know, they show a woman when she's sad, when she's frustrated, what does she do? She goes to the freezer, pick up ice cream, right?
A pint,
and she eats the whole thing up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is just so common for everyone. Yeah.
So, one thing that I always end up going is to food, and that is my guilty pleasure. Not just food, but sweets and ice cream and cake and chocolate, and I can go on forever. No, I'm hungry.
She's going to go to HEB after the show.
Right. Exactly. My groceries just arrived this morning too. But yeah, and then, you know, we say yes when we want to say no. Why do we do that? Like, yeah. when there's situations when you're in, and just because, again, it goes back to pleasing people, to make people happy, because at the end of the day, that's what you want to do. So you just say yes. And in your mind, you're like, no, say no, say no. But you're like... Yeah. The words that come out are yes.
And it's I think it's, I'm not saying it's only women, but especially it happens to women.
It does.
It's just that when we are young and we are just taught that way, right? Yeah. Always, yeah, you know, absolutely. All those things, the do's and the don'ts. And then we just follow that, and we follow it so blindly sometimes that we forget, like, what about us?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Do you ever, like, now that your children are grown, do you ever feel the need to, like, still take care of them, still...
No. Yeah. I mean, I've always brought up my children very independently. Like, I've just left them very independent. So, for me, it's not that. But I've always kind of got involved in many other things, you know, be it work and stuff. Not so much with
She's always had family at home.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my great advantage, right? And even when I worked and all. But it's just that, you know, I would get so, like... in work and everything, that I still forget about myself. So, you know, like, so it's just been, it's just like that. But yeah, but even I have evolved a lot. I have, you know, through the years, and coming here and, you know, starting my life again in Houston. So, it has changed for the better. And I think as the kids grow older too, you know, things, you start thinking about yourself. So, But yeah, we'll do one more quiz, and you know, it's really easy. So we are giving away gift certificates from Maharaja Bhog or Arlings. And what should we ask our listeners? We want to give away things, but you know, we still have to challenge them a little bit.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Sasha? What do you have in mind?
Let's see how well they know us.
Okay. And so
maybe when our show started.
Okay.
When was the first time our show started?
Yeah. Or what do you like about our show?
What you like about our show.
I love that. Yes. Yeah. Give us a feedback. And just for that, you know, you get a gift certificate, a $25 gift certificate from Arling's Chinese, or a free thali from Maharaja Bhog. The number to call is 713-974-4000. Or just call and say hi. And, you know, if you're enjoying our show, do let us know. Give us your feedback. So just going back to us.
Yeah.
So... we've been talking about self-appreciation and self-care, and I'm going to talk about self-love, which is related. It's intertwined with it. So majority of us, right, we have fear of aging because we are surrounded by magazines, TV ads, like anything you pick up, it's like feel younger, you know, look younger, like your eyes, your face, your hair, everything, right? And we're trying to figure out this magic portion where we can stay young, you know, and we stress over it. And that, like I've said before, when in India, it's different, right? Like my...
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a caller.
Layla just went silent. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, call us back.
All right.
Yeah, so where they... that dentist had said that I've passed my prime and, you know, I don't have to look pretty. And here we are. We are completely on the different line where, you know, everything is about looking good, staying young. But
I still can't believe the dentist said that.
I know. After a year, I'm still talking about it. It still bothers me. So, but it, too bad. Like, none of us can stop aging, right?
Of course. No.
But the remedy, I think... in this case, is to fall in love with ourselves, you know, and like if you look at wrinkles or if you look at those lines, like appreciate that, like where it came from.
They
right?
made me wiser every day.
Yes. Because having self-love is going to bring, like you can see that, you know, like some older ladies you see, and I think my mother-in-law is one of them, like her face is always glowing.
Oh, it is. You know? It truly is.
Because, and she truly... it takes care she appreciates herself, like even at this age she'll make sure she gets, like, and she lives in India, but she will get her hair lady, she will get her nails done, she'll get her massage, but that that's what keeps her going, you know. So I mean, and it does bring that glow on her face and that energy, even though she gets tired and she's cooking for my father-in-law, taking care of him. But I think this is what helps her going, right? So I think we need to free ourselves of this belief that older we get, the worse we get, the uglier we are, like our bodies cannot function. But look on the opposite side, you know. Oh, we have another caller.
All right, so we have a caller. Let's just take them on air. Hi, this is Chai Time. You're on air.
Yes, this is Kanti.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, ma'am. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, I'm good. So what would you like to share with us about Chai Time? Give us your feedback about the show.
Well, yeah, I like to say about your show that... hello?
Yes, yes, you're on air. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I like your show because I can say I wish you can guys come like every day, but it's coming once in a week on Monday. And the most thing I like, that's like I feel like I'm sitting with the whole family and I'm discussing one kind of subject which is related to the family.
Oh, so, that's sweet.
So, you know, because whenever you guys are talking, it's not like a show, but it's like all the family members sitting together.
Yes.
And discussing like some very touchy related, like, you know, like a matter of our family, like our day-to-day life.
Yes, that's
true. And I always try my best to listen to your guys so every Monday.
Thank you.
That's so sweet.
Thank you so much for giving us your feedback. Can I get your name again, sir?
My name is Kanti.
Kanti. Okay, sir. So what would you like? Would you like a, you know, gift certificate from Arlings or would you like from Maharaja Bhog?
I like Maharaja Bhog.
All right, perfect. So just come to Arlings, sir. Pick up your gift certificate for one thali, okay?
Sure, ma'am.
And always tune in on Monday. Thank you so much.
No, I always think of you guys.
Thank you. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. You guys are great.
Thank you. Hi, this is Chai Time. You're on air.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. Doing well.
Yes. Yes, sir. So we would like some feedback about Chai Time. Would you like to share your feedback?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. And give me your name first.
My name is Mufazzal.
Okay. All right. So what would you like to say to us?
Yeah. The best thing in your show is the conversation between you all people, like that we are sitting, you know, like we friends are sitting together and immediately we are continuing talking with one topic.
Yes.
Another topic, we join with another topic. So it's definitely it's not scripted, you know?
This is exactly a regular life. That's exactly how we sit and talk every day.
This is like talk every day, like topic, not related or related, but you know, at one time, one thing is ending, you can start with another talk.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is a good thing, like the family atmosphere, like without scripted,
yes,
talking immediately. And no hassle.
Thank you so much. And I hope you're always tuning in on Mondays at 11 o'clock. All right. And gift certificate from Arlings or Maharaja Bhog?
I would prefer Arlings.
Yay. All right. So come down to Arlings and pick up your gift certificate, sir. You have a nice day.
From Arlings?
Yes, sir.
So anytime?
Anytime. Yes, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Chai Time. You're on air. Hello? Hi. This is Chai Time. You're on air.
How are you doing?
Hey, how
are
you?
How are you doing?
Yes. Who am I talking to?
I'm Shravani.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I really appreciated you guys because of all the women like me, people who always think, okay, we have this small pimple on our face, small pimple on our face. For everything, we always think, right? And
yes,
for me, like in winters, my skin gets very dry. Mm. And I always think, my skin gets, only my skin gets dry.
Is it only you? Yes, yes.
So I enjoy your show, listening to your show. So and to get more tips for day to day life, we can change our life.
Yes.
Like, we can change at least our thinking by listening to you all.
Thank you.
We all think the same, you, I, right? It's just that we are fortunate enough to share it with all of y'all. But thank you so much for tuning in. And so tell me, would you like a gift certificate from Arlings or Maharaja Bhog?
Maharaja Bhog.
All right, ma'am. So come to Arlings, pick up your gift certificate for one complimentary thali from Maharaja Bhog, okay?
Oh, we need to come to Arlings?
Yes, pick up the gift certificate, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, is there any
No, just come at your own convenience. All right?
Oh.
All right.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a lovely day. And tune in every Monday, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, wow. This has been great. Thank you, listeners, for calling in and giving your feedback.
Yes.
We truly, truly appreciate it. There are so many times we don't know whether we, you know, like how to work on and always continue improving ourselves, right? And thank you. That truly meant a lot
to us.
That
did. Yes.
We love self-appreciation, but we love appreciation from others.
Yes. This was self-appreciation for us.
I am going to go home after the show, look at myself in the mirror, and constantly pat my back all day long today, thanks to this.
If you see Lynn at the restaurant tomorrow patting her back, don't think she's crazy. She's self-appreciating. Well, thank you for tuning in with your Chai Time girls.
We still have some time.
We do.
Okay. So let's continue with self-love. That clock is a little fast.
Is it?
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, so we were talking about self-love. Yes. And one other thing that we keep doing is we start comparing ourselves to others, right?
We're all
like,
the time.
Oh wow, look at her or look at him. How come he's looking so young? Or, you know, and we are all, I think, guilty of that, right? Somewhere in our head, we might not say it out loud, but you know, and nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Absolutely.
You know, I've always been so, like, stop comparing and stop competing. Like, live your own life and love it, you know.
Yeah, I know. And we say that, oh, I wish I had straight hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had curly hair. Why? Yeah. Stop wishing that.
Go get a straightener or a curling iron. That's simple.
Everything is doable in life
Everything
now.
Everything is possible.
But, you know, and I think finally I've realized just to do things I like, right? Like, and a couple of people have noticed, Xiaolin's one of them. She's like, yeah, she has green nail polish, you know? And it's kind of funny, but that's the nail color I wanted to pick, and I picked it, I knew it. But I think it was more of like, okay, I like this, and you know what? I'm going to do what I like. At least I can do that with my own nails. So it's just little things like that, right? Yeah. As you age, you realize that it's time you take control of your things instead of, you know. Because as soon as I went home, of course, my husband has had some comments to pass. And I was expecting, but I was okay with it because that was my choice. And
that's
stuck
what you
by
like.
Yeah. So, yes.
So now is the time to go. But as always, we would like to leave you with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with a fun week. Self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what is left of you.
Oh, that's really good.
Powerful, huh?
Thank you, Mary. Okay. Work on being in love with the person in the mirror who has been through so much but is still standing.
Awesome. I love that. Before we go, I'm going to talk about self-love and all. It just becomes I. Sorry. But
There's no I in team.
I know, right? I need a smack. But I just, you know, as the Chai Time team, we would like to thank our sponsors for sure.
Oh, yes.
So thank you, Mr. Malik Jamal from Discount Power, Arlings, Maharaja Bhog, Team Maharaja Bhog, and Mr. Amir Ali Dodia for all your support, and thank you for, you know, being there for Chai Time.
Yes.
And also, of course, Artsy Soul as well. Thank you. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, you know, today, this morning. We had a great time, and congrats to everyone who won a great giveaway gift certificates. Thank you. Goodbye, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.